is everlasting. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna go. 23, we're going to read verses 1 through 4. And for the sake of time, let's skip down and read. Actually, 1 through 4. Then we'll skip down and read verses 8 through 16. Amen. Our topic this morning, can you put on your spiritual thinking caps? Yeah, come on, everybody, take off that other cap. Take it off. Now put on your spiritual cap. Amen. Because today's message is going to require you to do some spiritual thinking. Amen. So we're going to start with verse 1. If you all have it, can we say amen?
Amen.
And if you don't have it, we know that it is on the screen. Amen. Amen. I just asked, I believe it was, well, I don't know if it was Mr. Simon or Sister Carol, we said, the bishop was saying, a whole lot of stuff we used to do in church, we don't do anymore. Amen. Used to bring our church Bibles, we don't bring them anymore. How do you know the Bible? The Bible calls the Bible as part of your weapons. The sword of the Spirit, which is the it's impossible for you to go to battle and not bring your weapons. So bring your weapons. Amen. First one reads, then Joel answered and said, even today, I hope that ain't nobody, but just in case it is you, we pray that God will help you. Even today, if my complaint is bitter, my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find who? God. Hallelujah. That I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Verse 8. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself, Lord, thank you. And I cannot see him. But, this is a blessing. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forward as gold. Lord, thank you. My foot had held his steps. His way had I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. Lord, I bless your name that I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can? God is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, even that he, for he performeth the things that is appointed, whatever happens, God has appointed.
Hallelujah.
And many such things are with him.
Oh God.
Therefore I am troubled at his presence. When I consider I am afraid of him.
Yes.
For God maketh my heart sore, and the Almighty troubleth me. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for the reading of your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you that you are just not an abstract God. Hallelujah. But you are very present here in a time of trouble. Lord, if anybody's in trouble today, we ask you to send your word. For the word declares that he sent his word and healed them. Lord, if anybody needs spiritual healing, send your word. Lord, if they need deliverance, Lord, send your word. Lord, if anyone needs direction for their life, send your word. Lord, for your word was sent and it healed and delivered and it set free. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to send your anointing. For only the anointing can break and destroy the yokes. And for this we thank you, can we say in Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name.
And while you sit down, say, Lord, send your anointing. Come on, how many want God to touch you? Lord, I don't come to church for a social event. But I want God to touch me. Say, Lord, send your anointing. And the one thing Jesus said, the anointing.
Thank you.
You read about it in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me.
Yes.
That's the anointing.
Hallelujah.
And when you get God's Spirit, He can set the captives free.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Spirit can heal. Anybody got a broken heart, some things troubling you? Hallelujah. The Spirit can heal the brokenhearted. The Spirit can heal those that are bruised. Anybody got some issues in your life?
Hallelujah.
I know there's a whole lot of other people that need to think they can help, but I know what the Spirit can do. Hallelujah. I said I know what the Spirit can do. I'm so glad that I know who Jesus is. Anybody glad they know who Jesus is? I said anybody glad they know who Jesus is? Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. So you can go to church and be now. You got Jesus, you got liberty. Amen. Amen. And we got the shout part out. We're going to get down to the real business. Amen. Real business. And we're going to take our thought actually out of the third verse of Job. We read this several times in the past, but our thought's going to come out of the third verse of this chapter 23. Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." Now this is what we're going to put on our thinking caps. Amen. Not that carnal thinking, because a carnal mind is not subject to the what? Law of God, by the indeed. The carnal mind cannot be led by the Spirit. So we don't want to put on the carnal mind. We live in that. But today we want to put on our spiritual mind. Why? Because the Spirit, the Bible says, discerneth the deep things. Some deep things. You know, we live too much on a surface life when it comes to God. We need the Spirit to discern the what? Deep things of God. And we can look at some stuff on the surface. Amen. An ocular inspection with our natural eyes, we see some things. But sometimes we need to go deeper than the natural. And we need to look into the spiritual. Amen. So our thought today is trying to find God in your crisis. Trying to find God in your crisis. Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might
find him."
Now, I don't want you to raise your hand about trying to find God in your crisis, because this ain't a good message. It ain't really good. Yeah. It ain't good. You know why? Because this is what Solomon says. Solomon said, "The heavens of the heavens cannot contain God." When he was dedicating the house of God, he said, "Neither can this house." So how can you find somebody that's everywhere?
Amen.
Amen. How are you trying to find God when everywhere you go, God is there? God's presence is everywhere. The Bible says God neither slumbers nor sleeps. So that is a paradox. You're trying to find something that ain't lost. You're trying to find something that is right there with you. Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." He said, "Then would I plead my cause." Now, Job is a little confused. Look at somebody and say, "Don't be confused." Come on, look at somebody and tell them, "Don't be confused." We're not talking about a natural confusion now. We're talking about putting on your spiritual thinking cap. We're talking about a spiritual confusion. Job gets confused because he said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might plead my cause." Then he drops down in verse 8 and he says, "I go forward, but he's not there." How can God, who occupies, God is everywhere you go. What do you mean he is not there? Amen. He said, "And I go backward, but I cannot." But then Job turns around and says, "God is working on my left hand." Well, if he's working, isn't he there? What do you mean you cannot find God? And he said, "He's even on my right hand, but I cannot find God." So Job is going through a crisis. And in this crisis, he's getting a spiritual confusion. And then he's going in and out. God is here, but then God's not here. God is there, but then God is not there. Then he gets it back together again, and he said, but he knows the way that, don't you know that God knows the way that you think, and that the end he shall come forth as God to give me that spiritual thing. You're not trying to find God, because God is right here. God is here to deliver you. God is here to make a way. So how are you trying to find something that is not lost? That's a spiritual paradox. You know what a spiritual paradox? That means that's opposites. That's a contradiction. Amen. So this is a spiritual paradox. I can't put on your thinking caps, all right? Amen. We're going to challenge you spiritually today, because God is everywhere you want when you need him. God is everywhere you go. Before you got there, God was there. I heard the scripture say, from eternity to eternity, I am God. Anybody been around here for eternity? I'm not talking about what you look like now. You ever seen some of those commercials, they show the people they look like a skeleton or like bones? I'm not talking about what you think you look like, but I'm talking about the truth. I told you, I got to mix it up. Y'all are hurt a person. Amen. So we got, every time we get a little serious, then we got to get a little relaxed. Then my wife said, just preach the word and stop messing around. But we're not talking about what you see and what you look like. God's, the scripture says, from eternity to eternity, I am God. I don't want to complicate this too much. Somebody say, keep it simple. Paul said to please God by the simplicity of preach Christ that we might believe. That we, being saved is not a great complex. But the devil likes to use spiritual paradoxes. Something that's opposite. You know, like you ever hear somebody say something that's bittersweet? That's a paradox. Amen. How can it be bitter and sweet? Amen. How many of y'all, almost everybody got a cell phone or some kind of phone that'll leave a message? This is a paradox. Say, I'm sending you this message. If you don't get it, call me. Right? Well, what do you mean you're sending me a message if I don't get it, call me? That's a paradox. Amen. This is what the devil likes to do to the church. He gives us these paradoxes. This confusion. You know, your parents tell the kids, until you learn to swim, don't you get in that water. That's a paradox. If you don't get in the water, guess what? You can learn to swim. These are spiritual. Well, this is how the devil blindsides and holds the church back, because we're saying one thing, but then we're doing another. Well, this is Job. Job says, I have not declined from the words of his lips, because I am esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Yeah. But then Job turns around and questions, where can I find him? That's his in and his out. Well, in the book of James, if you go to chapter 1, you can go there. The Bible says, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which is scattered abroad. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into those various temptations. Is when you're in a crisis, you still need to count it joy. Amen. Count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing this, that the testing, the trial, psychiatrist, that we stand spiritual, we ain't going natural. But the psychiatrist said, whatever you feel, express it. And God said, whatever you feel, keep your joy. If you got hardship, keep your joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you got trial, keep your joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then if you don't know what to do, ask God, give me some wisdom. That's right there. Try find God in your Christ. Throw that out the window. You don't have to find God. He's right there. He's in you. The scripture says, in him we live.
And move.
In him we move.
And have our being.
In him we have our
being.
If you're living, you're in him. If you're moving, you're in him. If you're in him, anybody in here is dead, raise your hand. So if you ain't there, then you'll be. That means he's in you. You ain't him. So how do you have to find something that's responsible for you being here? But the devil likes to play in the minds of the saints. The main first thing we gotta look at God, when God said everything about you walking straight. He said, not only am I walking straight in here, but before you did it, God said, already. In the book of Matthew, he said, I know what things you have need of.
That's right.
Before you ask, then you ask and God lets you down. He said, I know what you need of, but I also know what I need to bring you through for you to be pleasing in my sight. So God said, you think you need this? God said, not so. I know what things you have need of. Before you ask, then the book of Isaiah, he said, when you were, before you even called, God said, I already answered.
Yes.
I don't know nobody else can answer before you call.
Oh, Lord.
Now, the book of Proverbs does talk about people who try to answer a matter before they hear, but they don't call them a wise man, they call them a fool. That's what Proverbs, I didn't say that, Proverbs. But God said, before you call, I
answer.
So how are you going to find God when he's already answered your problem?
Hallelujah.
The paradox is we're always going opposite to try to get to God. You ever heard somebody say, how can you be faithfully unfaithful? Right? You are faithfully unfaithful. Those are contradictions. You are consistently inconsistent. These are paradoxes. Well, that's what the devil uses in the church. He confuses us, trying to make us think we have to find God when God is a very reason for us being here this afternoon. Didn't the psalmist say, if it wasn't for the
Lord,
if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? If it wasn't for the Lord saving me, where would I be? If it wasn't for the Lord healing me when I was broken, disgusted, and busted, where would I be? God has done all of that. God has delivered you from all of that. He's delivered your soul from hell. He's delivered your soul from sin. And then he left you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Spiritual paradoxes. Get the church all this thing.
Oh, Lord.
Where you going? I'm going to go pray and find God. You have to find God. As long as you're breathing, guess what? You got God. All right, y'all, you got any spiritual thing you can't still? You still with me? Did we leave anybody yet? Jesus loved us so much. Now, a lot of times people say, well, if you just knew what I was going through, this is God's love. It exceeds all love. God's love exceeds all love. God loves us so much that when he died, he said, you know what, there's a whole lot of spirits in prison down there. So I'm going to have to go spend 3 days and 3 nights in a haunted earth to get those that died before I came. You mean God went through all that to save people before you came, and now he won't save you? This is our God. That's how much he loves us. He went to the spirit. You know why he went to the spirit? Because they weren't flesh anymore. Amen. They were in their spiritual state. So he went and preached to the spirits that were in prison. And you mean God won't help you in your situation?
Thank you, Jesus.
The problem is, we're telling God how to do it, and God says, I'll just wait until you surrender. I'll wait till you say yes. If any man might lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men. Well, literally, and don't pray about it, and it shall be. But there's a way that you have to ask. He said, but let not that man ask in faith, nothing wavering. You can't go to God in doubt. say God's going to do it. He said, don't ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth or doubteth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. He said, now let that. Say, look at somebody and say, I hope that ain't you. Ah, yes, Lord. I hope that ain't you. Husband, look at your wife and say, I hope that ain't you. Wife, look at your husband and say, I hope that ain't you. He said, because if that's you, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Yes.
The parent, you don't have to look for God, saints of God. God is waiting, willing, and able to deliver. But you have to do it his way. So the spiritual paradox is God has a church. God is in the church. God is orchestrating the church. But in the book of Revelation says he's not trying to get back in the church. God is right there. But the problem is the church has shut God out. How? Spiritually and mentally. So you, God can't help you because you shut him out. That's why he said to the Laodicean church, the Lord, now how is he going to be standing at the door of the church knocking? Hello? Is that? I own the church. You give him my permission to come to church. Because everything belongs to God. Even the cattle on the side of the hill all belong to God. But God got to knock to get into his own building. Hello? Put on our thinking caps. That is not how God operates. And then we get more frustrated. Amen. And all of the joy that we're supposed to have going through the dark temptations, we lose it because we are not surrendering and submitting to God. Amen. In order for God to help you, you have to surrender. Did not the songwriter say, I surrender? I surrender all. Okay, I need to cut this short because we do have somewhere to go. But can you please put on your thinking caps? The book of Lamentations. Amen. If you go to Lamentations for a one quick second. We're gonna read this, even though most of us know this. Let's go to Lamentations. And we're gonna start at verse 14. Amen. And our goals, you don't have to find God. God is where? Right there. God said, before you called, I answered. He said, while you were speaking, God said, I heard you. Amen? So whatever you're experiencing, God already knows it because known unto God. Listen, known unto God. I don't know, but God knows. Are some of his works. Come on, y'all. Known unto God. And actually, before you go to Acts chapter 15, I believe verse 18. Let's read this one together. Amen? We put on our spiritual thinking cap because we need to get rid of some of this mess that got us all bound and wrapped up. Thinking that God is unfair. Thinking that life is dealt with blows when God is in control. Amen? Acts 15 and verse 18. We're going to read this one verse and then we're going to go to Lamentations chapter 3. Are y'all still with me? I ask you to put on your spiritual thinking caps. Amen. But we want to do what's right, be pleasing in the eye of God. Verse 18 said, can we read it together? Can we all? If you don't have it, your Bible's on the screen. Amen. I want to be free today. I don't want to continue to stay in the same bondage, trying to do things my way and making God prove what I want to do, because God is right there to help us. The scripture says, what? No, not to who? So God knows. Amen. Does he know?
Yes.
Or what?
All.
Stop. How to do his work?
All.
If you're going through something, is that part of the all? Whatever you experience, God knew it. Known unto God all his works well. From the So before you came, God knew what you would be experiencing today. God knows. Now let's go to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 14. We'll close here. We need to learn to have joy in the middle of what we're going through. Amen. God is there. He's our work way maker. But the problem is we like to fight God. You know, if that ain't how they say it's going to be, you need to read your Bible and see what God says. Our reason that a lot of people are so messed up in church today is because they keep talking about what people say. Jesus said, you follow the tradition of men. The tradition of men of what people have always done. And this is what, how many know if Jesus said it, he's probably the final authority? If Jesus said he is the final, he said, you follow your traditions and your commandments of men, and you make the word of God of not effect. Somebody said, well, why isn't God doing it? Who are you following? What are you listening to? Tradition? The commandments of men, or are you reading? Verse 14 of Lamentations says, this is Jeremiah the prophet. When Judah was in a national crisis, they were destroyed, they were besieged, and they were taken captive and taken back to Babylon. So they're in a crisis, and Jeremiah is not writing this in the third or second person, he's writing this in the first person because he sees it. He says, I was a derision to all my people, and there are some. You know what Jeremiah said? You know, I've been telling the people of God to get right. I said, if you don't get right, God is going to send judgment. Amen. A lot of times we say, well, you know, God is loving, God is merciful. Yes, he is. But God will not alter or change his word for anyone. So Jeremiah said, I kept warning the people of God, but they would not listen. Amen. They shut their ears and would not hear what I said. He said, I was even their song. They mocked me because I tried to tell them what God expected. Verse 15. He said, but he has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood.